Good morning and shalom. We are so grateful to God who has given us an opportunity to look into the Word of God. We are in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, and we want to deal with from verses 18 all the way to the end. And what we want to look at 18 to 31, we want to look at the first main cause of division. The first main cause of division. And we want to ask ourselves, where does divisions come from? Where does division come from? The work of the ministry, or the main work that the leaders of the church has been given, is fourfold. One, the leader of the church, of the local church, has been given the mission by God to cast out the vision of Jesus Christ. He has been given the work to give the vision, and the vision is to give out the message of the cross, or the word of the cross. He's supposed to cast out that vision. That's number one. Number two, that leader is supposed to give what we call provisions. Provisions are the resources that are supposed to reach out that vision. There could be maybe human resource or human provisions. It could be spiritual provisions. That's the insight. It could be even you give the time provisions. You should give also things or material provisions, or even the money provisions. So the work of a leader is to provide those provisions. Number three, the work of a leader is to supervise that vision, to make sure that that vision is reached out, is that people are not restrained to do other things, but they're supposed to get to the vision. You supervise, you write it down, you record what has happened. And to make sure that everybody knows what is going on, and to keep reminding people about it again and again. And the final thing is to make sure that there will never be divisions. There will never be division, that vision will not be divided. Now, in this case, we discover that in the Church of Corinth, they had a problem in part four, where the vision was divided. That's what we call division. If you look at the word division, it is division. It is dividing a vision, the vision of the cross. Now, what was the main cause of this division? The main cause was to have mistaken the one carrying the vision with the vision of the cross. Is they replaced the carrier of the vision with the vision. People started looking at the carrier of the vision instead of looking at the vision. We are supposed to point people to the cross. Our work is to have the message of the cross. We point people to the cross. That's our vision. But when we point people to ourselves, we divide people among ourselves. And so here we had seen that some people had in this church, they had pointed themselves all by not supervising and by not confronting division. People had divided into to themselves. Some of them were saying, I'm for Paul, others for Apollos, others for Cephas, others for Jesus. So this is what Paul said, for the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. You see, some people pointed other people to themselves instead of to the message of the cross. Why? Because by itself, the message of the cross, that vision is by itself foolishness to those that are perishing. The message of the cross has the power to bring a lot of contradiction, to bring a lot of anger. Some people don't love the message of the cross. And so, why? It is foolishness. It is always making people know that they are not complete. People don't want to hear that they are not complete. People want to hear that you can do it. Men want to hear that they're in charge. But the message of the cross always tells them, you are not, you cannot make it without God. You are inadequate. So this message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing. But to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, the intelligence of the intelligent I will frustrate. Where is the wise person? Where is the teacher of the law? Where is the philosopher of this age? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of the world? You see, here Paul now is comparing the wisdom of the message of the cross. Though it looks foolishness, but if you compare it to the people who are called wise people, the people who are called intelligent, the people who are called great, you cannot compare, because what Christ did, so that the message that is that looks foolish, is to make sure that he nullify all the wise and the great, so that they all look more foolish in comparison with the message of the cross. And so he said, where are these wise people? Where are the intelligent? God says, I'll destroy the wisdom of the wise. I am going to, frustrate the intelligence of the intelligent. Where is the teacher? Where is the philosopher? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of this world? So God made sure that he also make the wisdom of this world foolish. So that in comparison with the message of the cross, though it is foolishness to them, it will look wiser. That's how God did it. Look, why? For since in the wisdom of God, the world through its wisdom did not know him, God was preached through the foolishness of what was preached to save those who believed. Jews demand signs, and Greeks look for wisdom. But we preach Christ crucified, a stumbling block to the Jews and foolishness to the Gentile. But to those whom God has called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God. So looking at the wisdom of God, which is the message of the cross, or the power of God, the message of the cross, this is Christ crucified. To the people out there, to the Jews, it is a stumbling block. And to the Gentiles, it's foolishness. In other words, how would the raising of Jesus and crucifying and killing of this fellow they call Jesus, the one that we're supposed to fix our eyes on, it is supposed to choose? Because when they say cursed is the man who is on the tree, how do I then trust on the one who has been cursed on the tree? Do I look at the cursed one? What will happen when I look at the cursed one? They forgot that by looking at the one who has cursed, he was cursed our curse. He was cursed on our behalf. That is what they didn't know. But so it became a stumbling block. For the Gentiles, it was foolishness. Because how would this man who looks foolish, who did not do much, who was actually taken like he did not have strength, he was led like a sheep to be slaughtered, he did not defend himself, he did not fight, and he was finally killed, how would that be the saving of the world? Now, that was what the world looked as a foolishness. Yet, that is the message that these people of the Corinthians, they took the message of the wise, or the wisdom of the world, the wisdom of the wise, the intelligent of the intelligence of the intelligent, and they mistook it. They take it instead of the message of the cross. But what God is doing is that he is destroying the wisdom of the world. But to those whom God has called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ is the power of God, and it is the wisdom of God that crucified Christ. Then he says, for the foolishness of God is wiser than human wisdom. So he says, even if you compare the wisdom, you know, the foolishness of God, it will be wiser than the human wisdom. This is the conclusion. And the weakness of God is stronger than man. Then he said, brothers and sisters, think of what you were when you were called. Not many of you are wise by human standard. Not many were in friendship. Not many were noble of noble birth. But God chose the foolish things of the world to shame the wise. God chose the weak things of the world to shame the strong. God chose the lowly things of this world and despised things, and the things that are not to nullify the things that are. Why? So that no one may boast before God. For it is written, for it is because of him that you are in Christ Jesus, who has become for us wisdom from God, that is our righteousness, holiness, and redemption. Therefore, as it is written, let the one who boast in the Lord. Now that, I think, that is what the Bible says, that the main cause of division is that the people stopped looking at the message of the cross, and they started looking at the carrier of the message of the cross. In not actually even the carrier of the message of the cross, they looked at the wisdom of the wise, the intelligence of the intelligent. They stopped, they moved their eyes from the message of the cross to the message of the people of the world. And it will be good for us who are the message or the carrier of the message of the cross to always point people to the message of the cross. Father, we are grateful because you have chosen us. Help us not to point people to ourselves, but to point people to the cross or to the message of the cross. In Jesus' name.